Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we're back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Okay, so not the most positive, shall we say, segment, but we do need to talk about it because some of you guys are kind of intrigued by this headline. So in Oregon, a federal court has ruled that the stipulation that you need to be a resident of Oregon in order to take advantage of the physician-assisted suicide services that they give in Oregon has been deemed unconstitutional. Not the services, but the fact that the Oregon law prevented non-Oregonians or other residents from being able to use it, such that now the law has to change their verbiage. So if you're from Washington, California, Idaho, or whatever, you can go to Oregon for physician-assisted suicide. I know some of you have questions about what exactly is physician-assisted suicide. Is it a shot? Is it a bunch of pills? So we'll explain. So the U.S. District Court in Portland ruled that the Oregon Health Authority, Oregon Medical Board opens up the range of residents to allow out-of-staters. State legislator is going to have to remove the in-state requirement language. So the current language includes that if you want to commit suicide and have a physician-assisted suicide where they prescribe the medication for you, the patient has to be 18 years of age, a resident of Oregon, that's going to change, capable of making and communicating healthcare decisions for him herself, diagnosed with a terminal illness that will lead to death within 6 months. It is up to the attending physician to determine whether these criteria have been met, and I'm going to kind of talk to you about some of the criteria. So, I mean, you have a bad breakup and you're like, I'm done, I want out. That's not what it's for, and you're not going to be able to do that. A patient, they said, had to be a current Oregon resident, but the law does not require a patient to have lived in Oregon for any minimum length of time. Patient had to show proof of residency, no more. They had to show an Oregon driver's license, a lease agreement, property ownership, Oregon voter registration, Oregon tax return. And then the physician had to determine if the patient had adequate established residency. They got rid of that. So what are these quote-unquote suicide clinics? Well, they're not clinics. Any doctor licensed in Oregon, and I'm not licensed in Oregon, but if I were, I wouldn't have to do this if I didn't want to. If I did want to do it, depending on the state, and there's certain states that have it, you would have to get some extra certification, such that you knew the rules, and, you know, because there's a process to go by. And then if I chose that's something I wanted to do, I would then write the medications. This is not something like Kevorkian, where you inject, you know, a barbiturate into somebody. This is not like lethal injection. This is giving a combination of medications to somebody who could go and take them home. The doctor doesn't even have to be there. Now, each state is different. States that have this legislation, not all states do, but states that allow providers to provide medication cocktails for somebody to commit suicide and end their life or Death with Dignity Act, include California, Colorado, Hawaii, Montana, Maine, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, Vermont, Washington, as well as Washington, D.C., Now, you know, one might ask, how many thousands of people are doing this? It's not a lot. Since the law was enacted in Oregon, and this was in 1997, 3,200 people have received prescriptions, but only 2,100 have died from ingesting the medications. So that means at least 1,000 either changed their mind or it didn't work or something happened. Now, that's according to the Oregon Health Authority. So who are the people asking for these? Well, they say the majority of them were 65 and up, 81% of them. 95% of them were white. The most common diagnosis was cancer. 61% had cancer, 15% had a neurological disease, 12% had heart disease. The majority of the patients chose to die at home. About 99% of them were receiving hospice care. Hospice doesn't all necessarily mean cancer, but hospice care means they were at their end of life. So the Oregon Health Authority, they did this review, and they publish one each year. And they said the most frequently reported reasons for choosing to end one's life included loss of autonomy, 93%, decrease in ability to participate in activities that made life enjoyable, 92%, and loss of dignity, 68%. So what ends up happening is the doctor prescribes a handful of prescriptions. Diazepam, which is a benzodiazepine like a Valium. Digoxin, which is a heart medication that would affect the heart rate. Amitriptyline, morphine sulfate, pain medication, and then sometimes phenobarbital. Some combinations had the phenobarb, some didn't. So basically what it does is it relaxes the patient, it controls pain, and lowers the respiratory ability, lowers the heart rate, and eventually causes the heart to stop. Does it work all the time? I don't know. I don't know if I have those statistics. It might not work. If it doesn't work, the patient already has a plan with the doctor ahead of time, and they fill out a PLOST form. And this PLOST form, because, you know, less than 20% of the patients have the doctor there, because the doctor can't necessarily inject you. The doctor can give you the prescription, and then you do what you want. And the reason why this exists is because patients would ask their doctor, going, look, I'm in pain. Let me, give me something that I could kill myself with. And the doctor's like, I can't. I'll lose my license. So this death with dignity allows doctors not to lose their license if they're trying to help somebody at end of life pass. If it doesn't work, then somebody could say do not resuscitate, or they have a plan in place if it doesn't work. And so, but usually a regimen like that works. But there's a lot of steps, a lot of things that have to be done, and they also make sure that you're not doing this, you know, forced. That there's doctors that evaluate you, second opinion. It's a pretty big process. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813. 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so you guys probably know more about what the hell's going on around here. As I said before, the problem we have following this war with the Russian-Ukraine war is we almost have too much information. We almost have too much coming from all, you know, now that everybody's a journalist or reporter. And so with World War II, you were just basically at the mercy of whoever could barely witness what was going on and, you know, get out alive. To now, you're hearing, I mean, we're just hearing things on all sides. So on one end, we're hearing that, yeah, Russia's de-escalating. On the other end, you're hearing that missiles and artillery is still being used. So it's going to be very frustrating, as I said before. Now we're being told that two Russian fighter jets violated Swedish airspace earlier this month, and they were equipped with nukes because they wanted to scare Stockholm. And this happened after Putin threatened military action if Sweden or Finland joined NATO. These four planes had taken off from Kaliningrad, and then they flew over the country. The jets violated the airspace over the island of Gotland. Now, this happened March 2nd. Two of the aircraft had Sukhoi 24 attack planes, or they were 24 attack planes. Sukhoi 24 is the name. And now we're being told they had nukes. This flyover, we are being told by the Swedish or Swedish, however you pronounce it, news channel TV4 Nyheterna, said was a deliberate act to intimidate them. A total of four planes had taken off. It consisted of two of these attack planes, and then they were escorted by two Sukhoi 27 fighter jets and equipped with nuclear weapons. This lasted for about a minute. The country deployed their own air force, two JAS-39 Gripens, which took pictures of the intruders. And now it's been, I guess, confirmed that they were Russian planes. And this was them kind of showing their, you know, idiots. And Russia has been threatening countries not with NATO, not including Sweden, but Finland, and other countries to not even think about it, because they will then impose, including Ukraine, impose nuclear damage. And this is very irresponsible. It's immature, and it's not very tactical. And I'm shocked that a country that advanced would do something like that. Putin just doesn't seem to be that smart. Now, as a doctor, I like to, you know, use my psychology hat and try to figure out what's going on with military strategy and what's going on with leader strategy. I mean, Putin took months to build up the troops, lied to everybody's faces. Don't you think you could have at that time already started some sort of negotiations, some sort of, you know, and you're like watching this guy just build up. And they still couldn't take the capital. And much of the equipment wasn't working right. They told many of their troops lies. So they think they were, you know, killing neo-Nazis, even though Vladimir Zelensky's Jewish. You know, I and his family fled the Holocaust. Things just don't make sense. And then we know Russia has nuclear capabilities. And Russia, I mean, you know, how stupid does he think we are? He doesn't want these other countries that haven't been assumed or joined NATO yet to not join NATO. We know why. Because he wants to be able to attack them. So when you threaten, don't join NATO, so you don't get bigger or you don't get that protection. If I was that country, I'd be joining NATO as fast as I can. As I said, the problem is NATO countries have to agree unanimously, and if NATO countries do not want to take on a country and fight with Russia, then they won't admit that country into NATO, right? You know, if you're part of NATO, you mess with one piece of territory, you mess with all. That's why you keep hearing Biden and Kamala Harris say, we are prepared to defend NATO territory. We are pretending. Russia's already said they're going to hit non-NATO territory. And if they were going to hit NATO territory, they would probably use their nuclear weapons. But when you fly around a couple, you know, when you fly around a couple planes going, look at what we have. Okay, that's stupid. I mean, it's a very immature. It's something you do on a kindergarten recess playground. Now,
They say Swedish fighter jets scrambled, took photographs of the Russian jets. After the end of the Cold War, they had slashed their military spending. It was only after Russia annexed the Crimean Peninsula in 2014 that the parliament agreed on a turnaround. So, Sweden had reintroduced mandatory military service in 2017, reopened its garrison on the island of Gotland in the Baltic Sea in January 2018. In October, it bumped up defense spending by 40% with an extra 27 billion Swedish kronor, which is equitable to $2.8 billion our money, to be added to the defense budget from 2021 to 2025. They do, they are a, I think a, they are a part of NATO, but they are one of those quote-unquote partners, alliance partners. And so, you know, now this starts to reignite, you know, the thought of, okay, well, you know, did they prepare for everything else, but did not prepare to join NATO? So I don't know. I still don't know how I feel about that. If you know, NATO is the... The answer to this, you really wonder, you know, where people want NATO for the protection, but are they able to do the, I mean, are they able to do the offense? You know, I mean, it's, NATO is not supposed to be someone that's going to go in and attack Russia, which means if you aren't a part of NATO, all NATO can do is stand back and maybe help. Well, we could give you money, we could give you some arms, but we can't technically help fight the fight. Well, Russia already thinks that. I mean, Russia, NATO is already an enemy. Russia has already declared war on NATO. He just hasn't attacked them yet. He got pretty damn close to the border, which is why this was such great news that he's de-escalating around Kyiv. But what's going to happen to Lviv? You know, what's happening on Western Ukraine? So there's a lot of I don't knows. You know, we're kind of watching this closely. We don't, you know, trust Putin farther than we could throw him. Most of the Ukrainians say this is just his regrouping. Ukrainian officials say there have been no hostilities overnight, despite claims by Russia planning to reduce the number of troops and military operations. The Ukrainian Ministry of Defense said the Russian army is continuing to conduct full-scale armed aggression against the whole country as of today. So when is Russia scaling back? Tomorrow? 2023? Ukrainian forces continue to conduct a defense operation in the eastern, southeastern, and northeastern directions. Mayor Cherniv said the city has come under colossal attack. Russia says there's been no breakthrough in negotiations being held in Istanbul. Mayor of northern Ukrainian city Cherniv dismissed Moscow's claim of a scale back in operations. The city's under fire. So we're hearing one thing, and everybody's saying they're de-escalating, they're pulling their troops out. Yet here we are hearing from CNN that the mayor is like, nope, we're under fire. So even though U.S. officials were skeptical of these claims, it just reminds us that we are dealing with a madman. We're dealing with somebody you just can't trust. So anything he says, so even if he says the war's over, if let's say he does get, his butt kicked, which we're all hoping. And they pull their troops back. Are they pulling their troops back and then sending nukes? I mean, he wants Ukraine. And so even if they could push him back, my worry is he's not going to be like, oh, my bad. Now, if he leaves office, if there's somebody else in control, who knows? But sadly, the Mariupol Red Cross warehouse has been hit by military strikes. So even as we're trying to help and donate and send stuff over there, they're hitting those supplies. They're brutal bastards. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. from what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We could learn later today if the Biden administration will ditch a public health rule that's used to immediately deport most illegal immigrants. President Biden is under pressure from members of his own party to roll back Title 42, which was put in place under former President Donald Trump. Russian troops' progress has been stalling on the ground in Ukraine, and British intelligence suggests they are being forced to retreat to get more supplies. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby tells Fox Business that Russia is facing a tougher fight than they expected.
Clearly, Mr. Putin has failed in achieving strategic objectives early on, objectives he himself stated, and now's the time for him to get serious about good faith negotiations and ending this war.
President Biden spoke to Ukraine's president for just about an hour Wednesday. This is USA Radio News. As the Russian invasion of Ukraine enters a second month, more and more refugees are heading to Poland.
The mass exodus of Ukraine because of Russia's invasion has Poland stepping up to welcome the refugees. Warsaw Mayor Rafał Trzaskowski tells Fox News Wednesday the humanitarian crisis is getting difficult to handle.
Well, we've welcomed 300,000 refugees, and that's a huge number. That's like 15% of my population in Warsaw. And of course, we are dealing with it. You know, the solidarity of the people has been immense, and the work done by the non-governmental organizations, volunteers, and of course, the services of my city is exemplary, and we are helping as much as we can.
Lance Prime reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau. A soldier is dead following a helicopter crash at Fort Stewart in southeast Georgia. Army officials say the crash involved two helicopters and happened around 2 a.m. this morning at Wright Army Airfield. USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I've said it once and I'm going to say it again. We have a pandemic of half-assedism, or people are half-assed, and I don't know how to fix it. And I don't know if you guys have heard the latest. This is, it's beyond incomprehensible. I don't understand who is not doing their job. We have 25 pre-K students, we are being told, have been rushed to the hospital because their milk cartons didn't have milk, but they had sanitizer, like cleansing agents, in them. And obviously, non-consumable. You don't consume this sort of stuff. We're being told in New Jersey over 24 pre-kindergarten students had to get rushed to the hospital. Oh, my God. If I was one of these kids' mamas, I would be like, oh. I'm like, let me at whoever that milk carton manufacturer is. By the way, teachers, always open it up and smell it. I remember my kindergarten teacher, Mrs. Cavanis at Oso Elementary in Woodland Hills. I remember when she would give us a chocolate milk, she'd open it up, smell it. Make sure it's safe. Make sure it wasn't spoiled. Make sure. I think it's going to go ahead and smell. I mean, I know nobody wants you to breathe on it, and some of you are still wearing masks, but I want to just hand somebody some food that you can't trust it. 25 pre-K students aged 3 and 4 years old from the Early Childhood Development Center in Camden, Jersey, were taken to a local hospital on Wednesday out of an abundance of caution after they consumed non-toxic consumable sanitizer. What sanitizers are consumable? According to school officials, staff became concerned that they noticed a chemical smell coming from or near the milk, according to CBS Philadelphia. The school district said that the milk cartons were filled with the sanitizer, sealed, and shipped out with the milk. Sanitizer usually runs through the vendor machines to clean them prior to milk being sealed in. Excuse me, they said many cartons were filled with the sanitizer, sealed, then shipped out with the milk. We pulled all milk today, and no milk will be served until the investigation is complete. And by the way, I never liked milk. I've never really liked the taste of milk. I mean, maybe if my Cocoa Krispies make it chocolatey, I'll drink it. I'm not a big milk fan. So we don't know if the company provided the milk to the school, how many cartons may be affected, or if the sanitizer had been sent to other schools. The district said no children were currently ill. Emergency teams were dispatched to the school. At least 7 were on their way to the emergency room, I guess, as of this report. And they say it is non-toxic because this is consumable sanitizer that runs through vending machines. Okay, well, I beg to differ. The reason why I have a concern with this is, you guys remember, we just talked about in Las Vegas, Nevada, well, Henderson, Nevada, a middle school teacher, got poisoned by bar tap cleaner. Okay, these cleaners, I get, are different, but he got really sick. In fact, he has lifelong disability. As a result, to kind of refresh everybody's memory, the Barley Casino and Brewing Company in Henderson, Nevada, has to pay $8 million to Lon Enright, 39 years old, because when he was asking to sample one of the beers, the Honey Blonde Ale, they gave him the glass, and it was filled with bar tap cleaner. It caused burns to esophagus. Burns to his stomach. I think he even had convulsions. Loss of taste, which also affects smell. Those tap cleaners contain sodium hydroxide, potassium hydroxide, sodium hypochlorite. I don't necessarily have what could have been in the milk sanitizing machines, but come on, people, what the flip? I mean, so in 1 week... Well, I understand this happened to this gentleman in Henderson a few years ago. But in 1 week, we've had 3 stories, at least 3, of people not doing their job, being half-assed. I mean, if a bar tap is being cleaned, you have a sign, out of order. I know that. I worked at a bar. Out of order. You always test it. There's a smell to it. I get it. You pour it, you serve, you pour it, you serve. I get that. But you also, right at the start of the shift, you also check it. You know, as things are kind of sitting and settling. I'm a big smeller. I just like to smell it, make sure everything's good. And you know, then what the heck happened at this milk facility? But on top of that, look at what happened with Icon Park. With Icon Park, the boy, Tyre Sampson, was flung from the free fall ride. That's 430 feet in the air, goes down about 75 miles an hour, uses about 3-4 Gs, and then which ends up being 3-4 Gs, and he flings off and he dies. And they're saying that, no, he was buckled in. Well, the manufacturer says the weight shouldn't exceed, 275 pounds? And the boy had exceeded that, sadly. So if somebody screwed up, either they didn't buckle him in correctly, and he wasn't restrained fully, or they didn't know that somebody not of the weight range should be on that ride. It's half-assed, half half-assed, half-assed, and I apologize for my French. But what else do you do it? How do you describe it? Is it lazy? Is it slipshod work? Are people high? Is it that we are so still, you know, in trouble from the labor standpoint, labor shortage, that you don't have enough QA, you don't have enough inspectors? Look at that kid that died from Naegleria fowleri parasite that went up his nose. He was at a water park, and three of the five times he was at that water park, nobody checked the chlorine levels. Hence, he picks up an amoeba at a water park. Whose job was it to protect, to check the chlorine levels? Time and time again, you hear somebody's not doing their job. Why not? Why aren't people doing their jobs? Now, in the olden days, if you didn't do a good job, you got fired. So you did a good job. You went out of your way to do a good job. You know, we tell our kids, if you're working anywhere, and there's like a little piece of garbage on the floor, pick it up and throw it out. Even though that's not your job, help out. Show you care. Show you're a part of the team. Well, employees don't feel part of the team. They get canned. They get overworked. They get underpaid. So where's that, I want to do the best job, and I really want this company to soar. And there's got, people are anti-company. Most people hate the companies they work for. Why? GCN, I love GCN, and I want my show to make GCN proud. I want GCN to do well. But there's other people that are like, you know what, I couldn't care less. And it's frustrating, because if you couldn't care less and you're just clocking in and clocking out, then what ends up happening is other people get hurt. The consumers, the customers, the patients, you have to care. You know, I had to fire a nurse once, and I hated firing them. They had to really suck or steal or do stupid stuff for me to fire them. And she was in charge of, you know, finding the abnormal mammograms and calling the patient back or making sure at least I get them so I could personally call them. And she didn't do that. And there was somebody who possibly had cancer. And I said, look, you know, I'm not mad at you, but you know, what made you think this wasn't important enough to tell me? Or why would you not, you know, give this to me? Why would it sit in this pile over here on your desk? Don't you realize this is life or death? I think it just went over her. And she did a lot of things that were sloppy. And as a doctor, you have to put your patients first. Okay? If anything is being done that's unsafe. Now, luckily, I was pretty on it, so I could catch something, whether it's a day late or 2 days late, and patient got in, and, you know, but I, you know, this half-assed attitude, or people like, fire me, I could get unemployment. It's translating into safety and health issues. That's a public health crisis. 1-877-DELI.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we promise we will give you guys the latest and the greatest on what we can find with Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis, one of my favorite actors ever, apparently is taking a hiatus from acting as he's been diagnosed with aphasia. Aphasia is the inability to communicate well, either come up with the word, speak the word, read the word, understand the word. And they say that's his diagnosis, but sadly, aphasia is a part of a bigger problem, either dementia, stroke, seizures, tumor. And so there's been many rumors circulating that he's had memory issues for a while, cognitive decline, and sadly, aphasia can be part of it. And so he's only 67 years old. We will keep you guys posted as we know any more. So, I think the Oscars, wasn't the Academy Awards supposed to meet yesterday or today and come up with what was going to happen to Will Smith? And I know, you know, some people, they don't care. They're over it. Other people are fascinated by it. I'm interested. I'm kind of over the whole thing that happened at the Oscars. It was, you know, very poor behavior. Chris Rock did not deserve that. I don't think Chris Rock even knew that Jada Pinkett Smith had alopecia. We've all learned what alopecia was. But we have a very big disconnect where you can't go up to a person and strike them in the face anywhere in this country without going to jail. And Will Smith ends up getting an Oscar and a standing ovation. In fact, Jim Carrey had spoken out about that, saying he was furious by it, thought Chris Rock should sue him, or that happened to him, he'd sue for about $200 million. And he had a hard time seeing everybody give him a standing ovation. And, you know, and look, I'm a fan of Will Smith. I'm a fan of Chris Rock. I think they are both excellent artists. It didn't look like you had a lot of people on Chris Rock's side. You are starting to see people speak out. In fact, hold on, let me see. I think Adam Sandler. I want to pull this up. Adam Sandler has been with Chris Rock in multiple movies. The grown-up movies are some of my favorite. You know, he is supporting Chris Rock. It's one of those things where this shouldn't have happened. And everybody, you know, is kind of going back and forth. Was it fake? I don't think it was fake. I think Will Smith lost it. I think Chris Rock said, you know, a dumb joke. Not anything worse than what we've heard other people say. I don't think Chris Rock had any idea she had alopecia. He was talking about G.I. Jane and how, Demi Moore was able to handle a movie bald and still look beautiful. And it was almost a compliment, I thought, to Jada Pinkett Smith. But if anybody did know that she had alopecia, it would be very off color. Do you hit somebody as a result? No. You boo them. Boo. Or give them crickets. Not funny, man. I mean, you could say that. So, Adam Sandler said he reacted emotionally to Rock's joke, which has been called inappropriate. He said violence in all its forms. Oh, I'm sorry. That's what Will Smith had said. Chris Rock, he said, can't wait for this. Love you, buddy. And he promoted Chris Rock's Ego Death World Tour 2022. Chris Rock is going to be fine. I mean, he's going to be obviously making a lot of money on his tour. And, you know, he's going to be able to use this. You'll be able to kind of use that, you know, for your bits. But where the Academy Awards goes from here will kind of represent where America is going on the discrepancy between the rich, between celebrities, between the privileged and the not privileged. And so if Will Smith is privileged, being rich, being an Academy Award winner, you know, being a movie star, if he doesn't get the same, shall we say, and they said slap and not punch, but man, it sounded like a punch. I mean, it sounded like a hit. But you saw the hand that was open. So I'm just going to call it a hit. And again, I'm a fan of Will Smith. I think Will Smith deserved his Oscar. I think he should keep the Oscar. But I think Will Smith should be facing the exact same sort of consequences that anybody else would if you hit them in the... You know how many times I've wanted to punch somebody in the face? I don't. Because I don't want to go to jail. I'm like, it's not worth it. That person deserves a slap. That person deserves a punch in the face. I don't do it. There's a leaked letter from the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences. It revealed Tuesday night that leaders are outraged and upset. But they said it could take weeks to, quote-unquote, dish out punishment for the actor. What they're going to do is they're probably going to say, okay, you know what, you won't be able to come to the Academy Awards for a year or two or whatever. But you know, you do wonder what, you know, if somebody will sue civilly, you know, Amy Schumer had said that was pretty tense what happened. And I think a lot of people, you know, in the audience were like, wait a second, if there was something violent, aren't we removing them? But no, it's Will Smith. You know, we all love Will Smith. Nothing's going to happen. So it's just one of those odd things. And we're going to see, like we always see, celebrities get off. And I don't want this to be a witch hunt for somebody who's a celebrity or rich. I don't think that's right. But it also really sends the wrong message to kids, to young criminals, to it sends the wrong message to everybody that after all these years of progress and turmoil and riots of inequalities when it comes to crime and incarceration, and you know, if you could do that with witnesses, and this isn't just hearsay. If it is all over the world of being seen, there's memes now all over the place. I like the one where you have Zelensky hitting Putin. It's great. You know, what does that tell a kid? It tells a kid that if somebody's performing a school play and you don't like it and you want to get standing ovation and you want to get some attention, go up there and smack them. If you want to get some fame. And look how everybody's talking about Will Smith. Nobody was going to be talking about the Oscars except, you know, I think the Oscars, the viewership was at like 9 million, but then it bumped up to 15 million after that. Everybody turned, well, I mean, everybody I knew that was online was like, well, what just happened? So they all turned it on. Luckily, it happened at the end, you know, because then, yeah, we didn't have to watch and sit through the whole thing. But, you know, sadly, somebody got hit. Violence is not the answer. We've been teaching that this whole time. Especially when, I mean, most of you did not even know, you know, what alopecia was or that Jada Pinkett Smith had it. So, you know, it's a shame, and it shouldn't have gone that far. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. BlackRock President Rob Capito had made a remark at a conference on Tuesday that the entitled generation is going to be in shock from the upcoming shortages and higher inflation. Experts are now warning that Americans are going to pay about an extra $433 a month just for basic goods. Food, energy, there's going to be shortage of laborers, raw materials. So if you think things were bad, you ain't seen nothing yet. Now, one of you had asked me why, you know, prices are up, but why aren't we seeing that much of a change? Well, because we have a lot of supply still. The supply is going to, remember, it takes a while for us to see it. The supply of goods, of things coming out of Ukraine, coming out of Russia, coming out of Europe, it's a snowball effect, coming out of China. If things have to be shunted, and you're going to see it, just like with the war, just like with the rationing of World War II. You know, things started to shift once other countries, you know, got involved. And so people need to brace themselves for shortages. And nobody's really kind of talking about it. They're all going, oh, gas prices are high. Yeah, this does suck. It does. And you can complain about it, but are you preparing? Economists of Bloomberg are warning that the average American should budget an extra $5,200 this year for higher prices, or an extra $433 every month. Households, whatever you thought you could buy last year, it's going to be more. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.